A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you want to avoid judgment, stop passing judgment. Your verdict on others will be the verdict passed on you. The measure with which you measure will be used to measure you. Why look at the speck in your brother's eye when you miss the plank in your own? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take that speck out of your eye,' while all the time the plank remains in your own? You hypocrite, remove the plank from your own eye first. Then you will see clearly to take the speck from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. Usually when I read this gospel, I focus on the word judgment, and I reflect on the many times I have passed sentence on other people's actions. But recently I have been involved with a lot of family issues where I have been called on to be the peacemaker. I have found trying to pass judgment between people you love doesn't always create peace or create healing. Instead, when there is conflict, what is needed is Christ's call to compassion. In the Beatitudes, he teaches us that we must immerse ourselves in others in order to understand where they are coming from. We must mourn with those who mourn, weep with those who weep, and rejoice with those who rejoice. As I read the gospel today, I see Christ's words as a call to the compassion and mercy that comes from trying to have true dialogue with those on whom you would want to pass judgment. Christ tells us, "If you want to avoid judgment, stop passing judgment. The measure with which you measure will be used to measure you." Usually when we see an injustice, we are quick to lay blame. This person is responsible, so they must be punished. If they were true Christians, they wouldn't act that way. But that act of judgment prevents dialogue. It assumes that we know a person's thoughts, reasons, and feelings. And the only way that that can happen is through true compassion, that we see through their eyes and with their pain or with their joy. We must view those we would pass judgment on with a clear understanding of the heart. One example of this is the Arizona immigration law that is before the Supreme Court. People were quick to condemn the Arizona legislature for what they feel was racial discrimination. I myself am a third-generation Arizona native. My mother was of Mexican-American heritage. My father is of Scotch-Irish, totally white origin. Yet their love was an example of the blend of the two cultures that has characterized Arizona since the beginning of its statehood. So if that is true, where did this law originate? It originated from a plank of fear and misunderstanding. It came from judgment, not compassion. On one side is the fear that the criminal element, that is really only in a minority, is prevalent among many illegal immigrants. If people looked at the statistics, they would find that more illegal immigrants work peacefully and quietly and contribute greatly to the economy of Arizona. But fear of unemployment and violence have created an atmosphere of judgment. On the other side, fear of racial profiling and misuse of the law have put up the judgment that all the people of Arizona are racists. If people looked at the law, they would see it as an extension of federal law. Are all the people of the United States racists? No, of course not. The danger is in how the law would be enforced, and it could lead to unfair judgment. But whatever the Supreme Court decides, it will still take less judgment and more compassion to solve the problems of immigration. Fear must be put aside and compassion for both sides gained so that true dialogue may take place and healing begin. Christ's gospel message calls us to the fullness of humanity. How can we look at God's world through the eyes of judgment? If God were to look at us with only the eyes of judgment, we would have no hope. But Christ came to give us hope, to let us know that our Father looks on us with the eyes of compassion, and that whatever our failings, He is always there to love us. Can we do any less?